Hello, good morning. How are you? Thanks for being here. This is the Between Me and Drew podcast, and I'm in Marysville, Ohio at Leo Burby Bulb Company today, and we're definitely coming into the season of pre-ordering and planning and preparing, so I think a very timely topic is going to be something that we're going to discuss today with Miss Marjolin from Leo Burby Bulb Company, and that is on pre-cooled tulips. So in the realm of forcing tulips for winter production and early spring production, there's been a huge emphasis on this topic over the past year, but a lot of confusion, or past 2 years probably, but a lot of confusion as well. And a lot of it is very fundamental processes and timelines that I think are just different things for people to think about. And I'm super excited for Marjolin and I to kind of dive in and hash over this and break some things down for you. So good morning, Miss Marjolin.
Good morning, Drew.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm so great.
Good.
So glad to be
yes.
here. Okay. Enough bullshit. Let's dive in.
Yes.
Go for it.
Tulips. I love tulips.
So when
I don't know if you know this, but I'm actually named after a tulip.
Yes. Yes. Marjolin is a variety.
Yes. It's a lily flowering orange.
I was going to say it was orange or red. Yeah. I remember looking it up when we first met.
It's not very popular, but maybe she'll bring a comeback.
I think if you like let that variety mature and then reflexed it, it would be super cool.
I think so.
In a design.
Yeah.
I think we should bring it back.
Maybe I will. I'll have to check my farm listing to see if she can make an appearance. So.
We could do that for like Burby's 55th year.
Yeah.
The Marjolin special.
Yeah, I know. The Marjolin special.
Okay. Let's talk about pre-cool stuff.
Okay. So we've seen a large increase in people wanting to do pre-cooled. It's mainly, I think, because in the months of January, February, March, there's not a lot of things blooming. And so people thought, well, you know, what happens if we force some bulbs early on and try to, you know, bring flowers indoors? So I love it. It's something that we at Leo Burby have made an investment in. We have 9 heat and cool rooms, and 2 of them are designated for pre-cooled bulbs because it's not something that is new to the industry.
Right.
Something that we've been doing for 50 years that we've been here.
Yeah.
I've not been doing it for 50 years because I'm not 50.
You're not even 50.
I'm not even 50, but it is not new.
Right.
What is new is that we started this a couple years ago, is that we're offering a pre-cooled cut tulip line.
Yep.
We've always done pot tulips.
Yep.
Because of Easter and Valentine's Day.
Right.
So if we look at a bulb, it needs roughly about 16 weeks of cooling.
Okay.
Most people do that in the ground.
Right.
So with having it in a cooler, you can then trick Mother Nature, if you will.
Yep.
So the whole process starts beginning of September when we get our bulbs. Actually, the process starts even before that. The process starts is when you decide that you want to do this.
Right.
We will open up our ordering for the season in February. And so in the months of February, March, April, May, June, July, you can order any of our bulbs packed in hundreds, and we can pre-cool those for you. I think what sets us apart maybe from someone else is that we will do just a minimum of 100. That's how our bulbs come packed. Our full cases are in 550s, but you can order in hundreds. So that would be from our stock listing. And what we do is we take your order specifically, and we had close to 200 customers do this last year. They placed their order. They said, we want all these pre-cooled, and this is when we want them shipped. So if you take a bulb and you look at it, it needs roughly about 16 weeks of cooling, give or take. We take those bulbs and we put them in the cooler in September and at 41 degrees. And then from there, it's up to you as a customer to decide what your program entails. If you're in a southern state, we can ship those to you, say, in November. But if you are looking to do some cooling yourself, we can ship them to you whenever you want us to. Otherwise, I would say majority of our customers get them after the first of the year, because then they'll have been in the cooler September, October, November, December, approximately 16 weeks.
Yep.
Go ahead.
Point like question. Please. So when you say people in southern states,
yes,
that's going to be someone like Daniel from Petal Pickers.
Correct.
Who is able to do some cooling.
Yes.
Like in the ground.
Yes, because you want to plant the bulb after your soil temperature is below 55 degrees.
Okay.
So I myself here in Ohio, I don't even plant. Oh, Dave and I planted bulbs, I think on like January 5th, I think is when we planted our bulbs this year. We had them in the cooler and obviously that was fine for us. But yes, the Southern Hemisphere, if you're wanting to plant them before maybe your staff, you let your staff go for the season,
yep.
For the breaks.
Not Southern Hemisphere.
Yes. Southern states. Sorry, did I say Southern Hemisphere? Oh, Jesus. I'm thinking of amaryllises.
Yep.
Sorry. Southern states plant their bulbs after the ground is 55, and that's normally in November.
Right. Okay. So just like timeline that you said, bulbs arrive here from Holland in September.
Yeah.
They go right into the coolers.
Yes.
And that if they're destined for a pre-cool program.
Yes, that is correct.
And then from there, they're distributed.
Yes.
So let's say I'm a northern grower or a southern grower who wants to be forcing these in the off season.
Yes.
What's that look like?
So we would put them into the cooler. You would order them before August, preferably. And then we would put them into the cooler in September. And then we would cool them until after the new year. And then we would ship them to you.
Okay.
They'll have had all their optimal cooling, and then you would get them. Mm-hmm. And most people are doing them at this point. They're doing them hydroponically or in crates.
Yep.
They're not doing them in the ground,
right?
Because they're going to be moving them. So you would then put them in crates. Let's just say, for instance, crates. Water them in, and you would force them for an additional 3 weeks at 41 to 45 degrees. That is because you need to extract the roots. The moisture and the cold temperature is going to extract the roots, because when we ship them to you, they're not going to have any roots on them.
Right.
So you still need, that's a little bit of a misunderstanding is that people think, okay, well, these are already pre-cooled, I can just put them into the greenhouse. Well, no. So that's huge.
Yep.
We can do the majority of the cooling, dry cooling is what we call it.
Yep.
Then you need to root them for another 3 weeks.
Yep.
And then you can put them into a greenhouse. Not at preferably an 80-degree greenhouse, but like 65.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So we've fried tulips that we've forced in the greenhouse before.
Okay.
And they definitely will like abort the buds if it's too hot.
Yeah. It you can't have them that hot, but 65 is fine. But again, the crucial is the better the bottom growth, the better your top growth is going to be.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So
if we were, you know, wanting to hit like an Easter forced timeline.
Yeah.
Not hard at all.
Not at all.
No.
Valentine's Day. It is doable. I mean, we've got people right now in January who already have flowers in bloom.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. But a lot of that, you need to have that program like finalized and submitted.
Yes.
Months in advance.
I will say, for anybody who maybe is on the fence or isn't really too concerned which varieties, we have taken what we feel is the top 20 cut flower ones for this program, and we will already put those into the cooler, and then we'll sell those in hundreds. But then you have to pick just from that line.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah. So if someone is wanting like a custom program,
that's
where the pre-planning comes into play.
Yeah.
So let's say someone, you know, misses the boat, because there's always somebody who misses the boat,
right,
and they reach out like end of August or even in September and want to know if they can do pre-cooled stuff for Valentine's Day, then they would be choosing from that list?
I would say beginning of September would still be doable. I would say anything after September is where it's based on what we have available.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
Fair enough.
Yep. It is a program that, like I said, is custom to everybody's own program. It's probably a lot. We have in our selected list probably more Darwins. So if you are looking to do double, we have doubles too, but if you're doing like want to do a lot of doubles, a lot of parrots, those are the ones that we can custom do those all for you.
Okay, cool. And as far as from your guys' like trials and tests that you've done,
yes,
anything that we should like note as far as bulbs per crate, bulbs per tray?
Yeah. So I, based on my testing that I did last year, was the first year that I did hydroponic. And I will say that going in, I probably thought that the soil to me always gives the best roots, the best stem, the best everything.
Yeah.
And I will say that I took five varieties. I did the same amount in both hydroponically and in crates. And I was very surprised that the hydroponic gave the exact same look as the crate.
Nice.
There's obviously pros and cons to both.
Yep.
As we know, this, you know, hydroponic, you're not using soil, but you are needing to keep the water fresh and things like that.
Yeah.
You can't stack those as easily as the crates and so on. But based on the experience that I did last year, they all had 100% yield.
Perfect.
So it was a fun thing for me to do.
Mm-hmm.
So
I know that when we did hydro trays last year, I think we were doing like either 60 or 90.
Yeah, 60 or 80. And each bulb was different because this year I know that Ivory Floridale was a really large bulb. I think everybody got 14 centimeter bulbs on that one.
Yeah.
And so obviously you can't plant as many.
Yeah.
But yeah, you're still looking at, I would say 80 is a safe number. Some people like to snuggle 100 in there,
mm-hmm.
but I think your go-to is hydroponically maybe 60 to 80, and then your crates is probably 80.
So some of these principles and like timeline things mm-hmm. that we talked about for tulips, could we apply those to hyacinths? For like
yeah,
crate
so,
forcing?
Yep, hyacinths and daffodils.
Okay.
I have not grown those personally in crates, but I mean, the fundamental is the same. They all need cooling.
Right.
They all need rooted.
Yep.
And they all need that temperature. So essentially, it's pretty much the same thing.
Okay.
I think a lot of people are wanting to do the tulips early on because you can fit more bulbs in a crate than you can other bulbs.
Right. Yeah. And in like from like a cost perspective too.
Yes.
Of the three of those, tulips are going to be the most accessible.
That is correct. Yeah.
Yep.
Your hyacinths are almost double the price.
Yep. Yep. For sure. Okay. Very cool. If people are wanting more information
mm-hmm.
or more something that's like in print, easy to digest, you and I have both taken the tulip workshop.
Yes.
Lots and lots of information.
Yes.
Very, very nicely put together.
Extremely
yeah.
well put together,
yeah,
yes.
For sure. But I do think that it's also important to remember or remind that this is something that growers have been doing for a very, very long time.
Oh, yeah. This is not this is not new.
Right.
This is just, you know, what is the saying? What's old is new.
Yep.
Yes. So this is not anything that is new. But yes, the class that we took, the tulip workshop class, is something that I would definitely recommend to somebody who is looking to make a serious investment in this program. It is very nicely done. But it all can also be, every year could be different as well.
Yeah,
so
for sure.
Yeah.
One thing that I really enjoy is following a lot of like the Dutch hydroponic growers.
Yes.
That are in production basically
yeah.
year round.
Yeah.
And even like some of the California producers that are doing tulips in greenhouses year round.
Yeah, I would say I think Holland is teetering over 60% is done hydroponically now.
Wow.
Because of the reduction in soil and
yep.
More even cooling.
Yeah. Very cool. I just follow them on Instagram,
yeah.
and I think it's really interesting
because yeah.
you can, if you can, like look at what someone is posting and like look at that process and pick it apart.
Yeah,
you can definitely learn a lot.
Oh, 100%. Yeah,
and also like the University of YouTube. Like,
yeah,
I will reference YouTube videos like if I have a question on like EC capacity on water,
mm-hmm.
Because that's a point with tulips is
yeah.
making sure your electrodes and all those fun things are.
Yeah, balanced. Cornell University. We send a lot of bulbs to Cornell University, yep. and they do a lot of studies on things. So yep. That's actually where we got the hydroponic trays was something that Holland had given to Cornell, and that's actually where I learned about doing hydroponics about 10, 12 years ago mm-hmm. is through Cornell University. So mm-hmm. Bill Miller with Cornell is a huge resource. Very also cool. for that.
So lots and lots yes. of different like yeah. avenues for people to right. go to and you yeah. know, make it what they want it to be.
Absolutely.
For sure. If people have questions as far as varieties that are available for pre-cooling,
yes.
When is that information usually available from Verbees?
So we will be launching on our website. Everything will probably go live the end of February.
Okay.
And then obviously I'm available through email, phone.
Right.
I just got my pricing, so we'll be diving into that here soon. But I've done it myself. I'm not a grower, but right. I'm a importer of bulbs, and but I did enjoy doing this.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it makes perfect yeah. sense. Like if you need flowers earlier, don't have like the ground space to do it, but yeah. you have inside space.
Yeah.
I mean, I totally get it.
Yeah.
For sure.
So.
Wonderful. Well, this was a quick, cute little episode.
Thank you. Thank yeah. you for Good having work. Me.
Anything else that we want to say about cooled tulips or cooled bulbs?
No. I mean, again, I think somebody said it well that, you know, don't miss the opportunity for January, February, March if you can sell to customers.
Yeah.
If you have the space, if you have the time. I know time's always...
time and mental yeah. capacity.
Right.
Oh my God.
But it is doable, and we can do the majority of the cooling process for you.
Right.
We're going to do 4 months of cooling for you,
yep.
and then it's up to you to make it happen in 2 months.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
All right. Awesome.
Thanks.
Yep. Thanks for having me.
Have a good day.
All right. You too.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye. Okay. Before you leave, this is episode something. We'll be back on our regular bullshit for next week about other growers' topics. So if you have any ideas or questions as far as pre-cooled bulbs, the contact information for Burbees is in the description on today's episode, so you can reach out there. And also, if you have ideas for other growers or people in the industry that you would like to have or see on the podcast, you just let me know. You can send me an email. That contact is in blah, blah, blah. That contact information is in the description as well. Okay, have a good day. Have a good life. Don't die. And if you do, have fun doing it. Bye.